diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines. What you need to know. 1. Why get vaccinated? Diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis are serious diseases caused by bacteria. Diphtheria and pertussis are spread from person to person. Tetanus enters the body through cuts or wounds. Diphtheria causes a thick covering in the back of the throat. It can lead to breathing problems, paralysis, heart failure, and even death. Tetanus lockjaw causes painful tightening of the muscles, usually all over the body. It can lead to locking of the jaw so the victim cannot open his mouth or swallow. Tetanus leads to death in about 1 out of 10 cases. Pertussis whooping cough causes coughing spells so bad that it is hard for infants to eat, drink, or breathe. These spells can last for weeks. It can lead to pneumonia, seizures, jerking and staring spells, brain damage, and death. Diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine TAPI can help prevent these diseases. Most children who are vaccinated with TAPI will be protected throughout childhood. Many more children would get these diseases if we stopped vaccinating. TAPI is a safer version of an older vaccine called DTP. DTP is no longer used in the United States. 2. Who should get TAPI vaccine and when? Children should get 5 doses of TAPI vaccine, 1 dose at each of the following ages: 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 15 to 18 months, 4 to 6 years. TAPI may be given at the same time as other vaccines. 3. Some children should not get TAPI vaccine or should wait. Children with minor illnesses, such as a cold, may be vaccinated. But children who are moderately or severely ill should usually wait until they recover before getting TAPI vaccine. Any child who had a life-threatening allergic reaction after a dose of TAPI should not get another dose. Talk with your doctor. If your child had a seizure or collapsed after a dose of TAPI, cried non-stop for 3 hours or more after a dose of TAPI, had a fever over 105 degrees Fahrenheit after a dose of TAPI, ask your healthcare provider for more information. Some of these children should not get another dose of pertussis, but may get a vaccine without pertussis, called DT. 4. Older children and adults. TAPI should not be given to anyone 7 years of age or older, because pertussis vaccine is only licensed for children under 7. But older children, adolescents and adults still need protection from tetanus and diphtheria. A booster shot called TD is recommended at 11 to 12 years of age, and then every 10 years. There is a separate vaccine information statement for TD vaccine. 5. What are the risks from TAPI vaccine? Getting diphtheria, tetanus or pertussis disease is much riskier than getting TAPI vaccine. However, a vaccine, like any medicine, is capable of causing serious problems, such as severe allergic reactions. The risk of TAPI vaccine causing serious harm, or death, is extremely small. Mild problems: common fever up to about 1 child in 4, redness or swelling, where the shot was given, up to about 1 child in 4, soreness or tenderness, where the shot was given, up to about 1 child in 4. These problems occur more often after the 4th and 5th doses of the TAPI series than after earlier doses. Sometimes the 4th or 5th dose of TAPI vaccine is followed by swelling of the entire arm or leg in which the shot was given, for 1 to 7 days, up to about 1 child in 30. Other mild problems include fussiness up to about 1 child in 3, tiredness or poor appetite up to about 1 child in 10, vomiting up to about 1 child in 50. These problems generally occur 1 to 3 days after the shot. Moderate problems and common seizure, jerking or staring, about 1 child out of 14,000, non-stop crying for 3 hours or more up to about 1 child out of 1,000, high fever over 105 degrees Fahrenheit, about 1 child out of 16,000. severe problems, very rare serious allergic reaction, less than 1 out of a million doses. Several other severe problems have been reported after TAPI vaccine. These include long-term seizures, coma, or lowered consciousness, permanent brain damage. These are so rare it is hard to tell if they are caused by the vaccine. Controlling fever is especially important for children who have had seizures, for any reason. It is also important if another family member has had seizures. You can reduce fever and pain by giving your child an aspirin-free pain reliever when the shot is given, and for the next 24 hours, following the package instructions. 6. What if there is a moderate or severe reaction? What should I look for? Any unusual conditions, such as a serious allergic reaction, high fever or unusual behavior. Serious allergic reactions are extremely rare with any vaccine. If one were to occur, it would most likely be within a few minutes to a few hours after the shot. Signs can include difficulty breathing, hoarseness or wheezing, hives, paleness, weakness, a fast heartbeat or dizziness. If a high fever or seizure were to occur, it would usually be within a week after the shot. What should I do? Call a doctor or get the person to a doctor right away. Tell your doctor what happened, the date and time it happened, and when the vaccination was given. Ask your doctor, nurse, or health department to file a vaccine adverse event reporting system VAERS form, or call VAERS yourself at 1-800-822-7967. 7. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. In the rare event that you or your child has a serious reaction to a vaccine, a federal program has been created to help you pay for the care of those who have been harmed. For details about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, call 1-800-338-2382 or visit the program's website at www.rsa.gov weblink. 8. How can I learn more? Ask your healthcare provider. They can give you the vaccine package insert or suggest other sources of information. Call your local or state health department's immunization program. Contact the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Call 1-800-232-2522. English, call 1-800-232-0233. Espanol, visit the National Immunization Program's website at http://www.cdc.gov weblink. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Centers for Disease Control and Prevention National Immunization Program. Vaccine Information Statement TAPI July 30, 142 U.S.C. Section 326.